Atlanta City Council has okayed funding for a $26 million plan to combat homelessness. The United Way has pledged another $25 million in aid. This follows news Atlanta's largest shelter, Peachtree Pine Homeless Shelter, will shut its doors by the end of August. So, a deal has been reached, money is coming in, and the Peachtree Pine Shelter will close. That must surely mean that homelessness in Atlanta has been solved, right? Let's talk about it with Rick Westbrook. He is the executive director for Lost and Found. That is an Atlanta-based nonprofit focused on securing housing for LGBT youths. And Deirdre Oakley, she's a professor of sociology for Georgia State. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good to have you on the program. It's Monday morning. We'll get there. So, Rick, let me start with you. What do you think of the deal? What was your reaction when you heard news of it?
I think it's a great idea to put money towards homelessness. Let's hope it goes in the right direction. To close Peachtree and Pine before something's actually in place is ludicrous. I mean, let's be honest. Where are these people going to go? They're literally lined up on the streets right now. Peachtree and Pine was not the most effective solution. It was run very poorly for several years, but that's the one place you knew you could go that you could get some type of service.
Are you concerned the money won't go in what you consider to be the right direction? What is the right direction?
Well, the right direction is actually talking to people on the ground doing the groundwork.
People like you.
Well,
perhaps,
yes.
You're doing the work.
Yes, we are on a daily basis. So, it's 24/7, 365 days a year.
Yeah.
And we serve a very vulnerable population. But there's, and I'm sure my colleague across the table can testify to this, this problem is huge, huge. Mm. And the city really does not have their finger on the pulse of what's going on out there.
Deirdre, do we have do we know how big a problem we're talking about when we utter the word homelessness in Atlanta?
Well, there's a census that's done, and so we've got some numbers, but I would say they're probably an undercount. I think that the numbers in the article that talked about the United Way in the city, there were 3,500 people, which is, I kind of went, whoa, that's all? And then they had another number for people on the street and everything. But what they don't get at is hidden homelessness. Rick here deals with a lot of youth who end up sleeping on couches. But by the federal definition, they are considered homeless. The other thing is what people don't realize about Peach and Pine is I think that might have been a family shelter closed, that they had opened up the entire upstairs for women and children. And so when you talk about, well, we're going to get housing for all the men who stay in the shelter, they're not talking about this unofficial population that was upstairs. The other thing that is keeping in with what Rick is talking about in terms of where the money is going, there isn't just one type of homeless person. There are many different cases, many different reasons why people become homeless. And so the services for them, shelter and other services, need to be catered to their specific needs.
Yeah. Rick, generally speaking, is there a lot of empathy, sympathy for the work you do? People live busy lives. There doesn't seem to be enough bandwidth to get through your day sometimes.
Oh.
And then to take on an issue like what you're taking on in a serious way, is there enough bandwidth in the society to seriously take on an issue like the one you're taking on homelessness?
Luckily, because of situations like this where we sit down and talk about it, where we've got a person that's an active audience. Yes. Just goes to show you that the city doesn't know what they're doing. In the article she was referencing, it said 3,500 people were homeless. Georgia State did a count 2 years ago, the most comprehensive study that has ever been done in Georgia of homeless. And we know that there are 3,300 youth on the street on any given moment or any given day. Of which 950 of them identify as LGBT. So, going in once a year and counting the people that's actually in a shelter is not doing the work.
If we talk about Peachtree Pine, was it time for that shelter to close? Give it a grade, Rick. How well was it run? How effective was it?
I would have to give it a D. They were starting to make changes, like you said, with taking in women and children. You know, there's really, I'm an old Southern boy. I can't imagine a woman and a child being out on the street. But I see kids disposed of every day just because of who they are. So there's not enough going out there. I think it was time, but you can't stop something without have some, yeah, something to replace it.
So that gets to the question of what comes next. Where will the homeless go? Here's a clip from a woman who used to live at Peachtree Pine. Her name is Bubbles, and this is from some reporting from WSB-TV here in Atlanta.
Pine is the only shelter where you can come in on a day-to-day basis. When they close it down, where are the homeless people going to go? We're going to migrate to the McDonald's, anywhere we can sit while it's raining.
Fulton County Commission Chairman John Eaves, who is also running for mayor, here's what he said about the news and the statement from all the parties involved. The only way this thing really works is if the people at Peachtree and Pine have somewhere to go. So, Deirdre, where do the people go? How concerned are you about the next step?
Well, I mean, that's an open-ended question. The article that was in the paper said that they're not going to close down until everybody has another place to go. But then it's kind of contradicted by the fact that they said it's closing down on August 28th. So I can't see how they're going to find shelter for all the people that are there by that time. And I think Rick is absolutely right that you can't close something down before you have a solution in place. And I also just want to qualify something that the Peach and Pine shelter has had absolutely no resources whatsoever for years. So when we talk about it not being run well and everything, I think we have to take a step back and say, hey, these are still very dedicated people who were working with what they could work with. And that goes away. Where do people go?
So, which brings up, I think, an interesting question to piggyback off what Deirdre's saying here. Was the shelter targeted? Some suggest that maybe it was targeted by the city, by developers, because of its prime location. Negatively targeted in a way, Rick, I wonder if you agree, that made it very difficult for the shelter to raise the kind of money to provide the kind of services that were necessary.
Well, it is a prime location, so I'm not going to put anything past city and council. I hate to say that, but, you know, we're having trouble finding places to open shelters. When we started 5.5 years ago, I could count at least half a dozen shelters in some form around that area. But the city's famous for doing stuff like this. A few years back, they closed Jefferson Place, which they're thinking about reopening. And they didn't tell anyone until the day it happened. And people showed up to deliver stuff, and the doors were chained shut.
Let me play some thoughts, okay, some feedback, get some feedback from some Atlantans on the need for shelters in the city.
Catherine Brosnan, I live on the west side of Atlanta. And yes, there should be homeless shelters all throughout the city.
Lisa Harris, I live in Atlanta, Georgia.
I think there's a great need for a homeless shelter in my area. I travel the expressways near there where we see people sleeping under the bridges. I see people sleeping all up inside Northside Drive. I've even in the wintertime had to run people away from abandoned houses. So, yes.
My name is Alexis Humphrey. I'm actually born and raised in Ellenwood, Georgia, but I do come to Atlanta a lot. Not particularly in my area, but I think in general in Atlanta area, yes, we need a few more homeless shelters, quite a few actually, or at least a place for the homeless to go.
So our guest, if you're just joining us, are Rick Westbrook. He is the executive director of Lost and Found, and Deirdre Oakley. She's a sociology professor at Georgia State University. You know, we got a statement from the United Way's Jack Harden. He co-chairs the Regional Commission on Homelessness, and he says these funds will be used to build some shelter space, taking into account the closing of Peachtree and Pine, but they will also be used to create approximately 500 new supportive housing units. We will also be funding medical and street outreach programs. And Rick, if this comes to pass, would that be a step in the right direction? Would that be a more holistic approach to the homelessness problem in Atlanta?
They need to look at the problem as a whole. She mentioned earlier that there's different types of homelessness. A lot of the people on the street have mental illness. Or drug addiction. We've got to deal with that before we're going to get them in stable housing. Plain and simple, the federal government's new approach is housing now, where I take a kid off the street and put him in an apartment. It doesn't make sense to me. I'm certainly willing to think of other alternatives, and I've traveled to Seattle, I've traveled to Portland, I've seen tiny house villages that work, I've seen tent cities that work. You know, give these people a safe place to lay their head at night and resources to get them back on their feet. And I think that's a formula for success.
I think that's a good place to leave it to in this conversation this morning. Thank you both. Rick Westbrook. He's executive director of Lost and Found. Also with us, Deidre Oakley, a professor of sociology at Georgia State University.
Thanks, Tony.
Thank you.
And just ahead on the program, a new film shows one Atlantan's experience as a sex worker. But first, it's bye-bye to the Gwinnett Braves and hello to a brand new team name. This is On Second Thought.